Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is The Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4077. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. You are in the men's room. I'll tell you, today it is a random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories: delicious cereal and baseball. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a men's room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Drinking and drunk.
All right, here we go. A man on a train to Death Island finds out how it got its name. Meanwhile, two women attempt a 500-mile journey in a toy car for a new world record and fame. UFC fighter bites off more than he can chew. A man busted stealing $9,000 in Spam coffee and brew. And Walmart should have let that man with one leg take the electric cart. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, most of the time, you know when you're up to no good or if you're doing something illegal. Now, it's not always like drug dealing and murder, of course. We're talking about laws like speeding and underage drinking. But here's the thing. Sometimes you actually break the law, but you don't even know that you're breaking the law because you didn't know it was a law, right? Anyone here ever gotten a lap dance at a strip club here in Washington State? You broke the law. Strippers are legally required to be at least 4 feet away from you. Have you ever been to Linden, Washington, had a few drinks, and decided to dance? That's illegal, punk. That's right, they're living a footloose lifestyle there. And in Wilbur, Washington, don't even dream of riding an ugly horse. It is, in fact, illegal to ride an ugly horse in Wilbur. Of course, there's the question, who makes the judgment call on whether or not your horse is ugly? And if you didn't know, you get your feelings hurt. But now you do know. So that said, there's plenty of times that we do know we're doing something wrong. This past Saturday, UFC fighter Andre Lima He won his fight against Igor Severino because Severino got himself disqualified. What did he do? He bit his opponent. Guess what? Turns out you can't do that in the UFC. But then you knew that already. He knew that already as well. And look, sometimes those things that are legal, but maybe you avoided doing it because you thought it was against the law. Like, have you ever wanted to drive naked? You perfectly legally can. The problem is getting in and out of your car if anyone sees you. But if you drive around naked, you can drive around naked. Who the hell knew? Let's see. You want to marry that cute cousin of yours? Go ahead. And of course, if you ever want to bury a deceased loved one in your backyard, grab a shovel and get digging. Just check the zoning laws, but perfectly legal to do that. These are just some of the stories we've come across. Stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of a random question. And this is how it works. You call us. We ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
To be a part of the Big Show, the random question. Call 206-803-ROCK. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Hold the toes, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4077. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. That is a fact. Your guess is as good as mine coming up. Oh boy, do we got some categories for you today, Steve. I know how much you love cereal.
Well, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Grabbed two boxes yesterday, in fact.
We have the top 10 favorite breakfast cereals of all time. Actually, we have a list of 20.
All right.
If you get 10 out of the 20 correct, you will win in that category.
I feel like I could do that one.
You would be surprised. Some of the more popular cereals that I didn't realize were like as popular as
Grape Nuts
as they
or
are.
Something.
You know what? Thank God, no.
Okay. I feel better about the list.
They are not on the list.
I feel like that's the cereal you eat because your doctor said eat these or die.
It makes the list more credible. Same with like not having Life cereal on here.
Right.
Or just generic, regular old cornflakes. Growing up, everybody had a box of just cornflakes. If you had Frosted Flakes, man, that was the house you wanted to be at. Cornflakes suck.
Well, my parents, they eventually broke and started buying us Frosted Flakes only because when they bought cornflakes, they realized it went through sugar a lot quicker. Mm-hmm.
That's what I remember. If you had cornflakes, it meant the jar of sugar was out, too.
And exactly. These are very sugary cereals. Like, for an example.
Yes,
like,
favorites.
Rice Krispies is not on here.
Of course not.
I mean, some of the most basic things that you grew up with do not make this list. So it kind of leans more sugary, but the top 10 favorite breakfast cereals, that is one of the categories. And as we get set for a little Major League Baseball Thursday here, yes. Opening day in Seattle, the 10 greatest baseball players of all times. I will tell you this, if I look to see who maybe put this list together, it would be someone of the baseball mentality of, say, Bob Costas.
I would say Bob Costas.
Bob Costas.
So old.
Old.
Right.
These are
no one's done it the way they used to do it since 1963.
There's a couple players on here that we have actually seen play baseball in our lifetime. Other than that, Most of the list, not so much. So the 10 greatest baseball players of all times, or the 10 favorite breakfast cereals. Those are your categories coming up with your guess is as good as mine. Hopefully, speaking of baseball, we do have some locations. The beer will, in fact, be in T-Mobile Park. Yeah! We'll give them to you. And all the other locations that you found over the weekend. And thank you so much for all the emails. We got a ton of emails, people updating us with locations where they found the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing over the weekend. So please keep sending those in. Just shoot those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com. We'll give more of those coming up this afternoon and more locations hopefully close to you where you can pick up the beer.
See if you can find any in Greenwood. Literally, the top text says, all the gents, I went to about 9 different stores in the Greenwood neighborhood on Saturday. No sign of the new beer anywhere in the advice.
Well, Castle lives
there. Greenwood.
And I know he was seemingly picking some up at the Safeway by his house.
If you're in Greenwood, QFC? I think there's a Safeway on Holman Road. Basically, if you know where Greenwood is, make a left at Greenwood and Holman Road. Go down the hill. The bottom of the hill is Papa Murphy's or Safeway, a couple other things. But I believe that Safeway has our beer in it.
Okay. So we'll have some...
I think that's the Crown Hill Safeway, not technically the Greenwood Safeway. I think.
Yeah, right, because it's tough.
But it's right there.
Little neighborhoods change so quickly.
Oh, from Finney to Greenwood, you know how you can tell the difference then?
Price of the houses?
Price of the house. That's exactly
it. You got a view.
Yeah, you got, Greenwood. Someone says, well, you're in Finney now. And you go, man, how can you tell? Because, I mean, basically, I don't know what the absolute definition is, but they say, oh, when the housing prices go up by 100 grand, you're not in Greenwood anymore.
Think about it this way.
Even though it looks exactly the same.
Think about it this way geographically. If there were to be a huge water pipe burst or dam or something catastrophic were to happen, Greenwood, underwater.
Yeah.
Finney Ridge looking at their neighbors on the hill, underwater. So it's a bog.
Yeah, but you still go down in Finney Ridge, down to Lake Green.
Yeah. And you know how the neighborhoods change depending on where you say you live. Like, we always joke around, like, our part, it's like, live in Northgate. Yeah, I live in Maple Leaf.
Well, here's the difference.
They try to sound fancy.
Oh, yeah.
I live in Northgate until I have to put my house on the market, then I'm in Pinehurst. Because that's the entire difference, right?
There's a line of snootiness that happens between Fremont and Wallingford. It's a fog.
Oh, yeah.
You can actually see it.
Even you're right next to each other.
I've lived in both neighborhoods, man. Fremont, fun, people, nice, polite, like to go out, like to have a good time. And then there's this layer right over Stone Way that turns into just... And you're like, oh, God.
I'm in Wallingford.
Get me out of here.
And then you border the U District.
I lived there for like seven years.
You're not Magnolia. Oh. You're an Interbay.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, that's it.
Well, Magnolia ain't going to mess around. Yeah. You are not Magnolia. I'm sorry.
You got to come farther up the hill.
Update a list of some of those Metro IPA locations coming up for you. And today is the day that we do our random question.
Random.
206-303 Rock.
Look, man, it's true. My wife, we had moved into our house about 10 years ago, and I get a text at work one day, and it just says, hey, the price of housing in Pinehurst has increased whatever the percent. It's Seattle, so something outrageous, right? My response was, good effing for the people that live in Pinehurst. Her response was, you live in Pinehurst, you effing idiot. I'm like, then good for us.
Yep.
I did not know I lived there until then. Because like you said,
it happened
I'm north of Northgate.
Yeah. I mean, it happened to me, last year?
Where are you technically?
Oh, I'm in Northgate.
You're Northgate. Okay.
But I took a friend back east, and we went to see my nephew's graduation. And my brother lives in Northern Virginia, right? He lives in a nice section, blah, blah, blah. So the next day, we drive through D.C., then we're going to drive over to PG County, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And show my buddy Sean where DeMatha is. We're going to see the University of Maryland. We're going to see the home I grew up in. And as we're getting through, like getting close to DeMatha, he just goes, so Virginia's just a lot nicer.
Yeah.
I was like, well.
Yes. At that point,
like,
yes.
Yeah. We're like in Bladensburg. I'm like, yeah, this is kind of the hood.
That's it, man. That is your Finney Ridge to your Greenwood. Hello, Emmett. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello, you dinosaurs.
Hola.
Emmett, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's see what we have for you. Okay. Thinking back on your life, in general, it could be something that's someone that's current, someone that was in your life in the past that influenced you or helped you out along the way. Who would you say that if you saw him again, you owe him just a thank you, just a general thank you as far as, hey, I just want to tell you if I never did, you know, I appreciate this, or, you know, because of you, I was...
Avoided jail time.
Oh, right. Good or bad. Like, look, man, we've had people fire us before. Ideally, they deserve a thank you because we ended up here.
At this point, yes.
So,
thank you.
It could be all kinds of reasons. Why are someone who was, like, you know, instrumental to you growing up, a teacher, a coach,
sure,
you know, a mentor, anything like that, a co-worker?
Well, there definitely would have been one. There was an old guy that lived in my neighborhood growing up there that helped me learn a lot of stuff, but he's unfortunately dead now.
When you say learn a lot of stuff, like what? Like this handyman stuff? What?
Yeah, he taught me how to. He had like a small woodworking shop in his garage, and like I would go over there with projects and stuff like that, and he would always take the time to like help explain stuff to me.
Well, that's cool, okay, man.
All right.
Are you still pretty handy to this day?
Yeah, now I'm a mechanic, and I can actually afford that to another guy who I luckily I've thanked since then, but my my high school shop teacher, going into school, I didn't really have any idea what I was going to do after graduation, had no real idea what was going to, you know, what direction my life was going to take, and he kind of kicked my butt into line, and I've been successful enough since then.
Did he kick your butt into line kind of under the thing of like, hey, dummy, every day that you come here, I see that you're clearly interested in blank. Why don't you go pursue that?
Yeah, kind of. He really supported me. I found out what I liked. Like, I really liked welding, and I really liked working on stuff, and he kind of, he taught me what I needed to know, and he gave me the resources to figure out everything else that I would have needed to know.
Okay.
And then because of that, he relied on me to go teach some other students certain things, and that too, his confidence in me to go and take on some of these projects really helped me out.
Well, good, man.
Yeah.
I mean, especially that age, when there's an adult who's confident in you, because typically when you're a teenager, it seems like 98% of the crap you hear from adults, how much you suck, how much you've already screwed up, how much you got to think about your future, and all that stuff is true, but they never seem overly optimistic about your ability to achieve something later in life, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
I mean, it's always every assembly we had in Baltimore, and this is not a joke, every single one of them from high school up anyway, there's always some dude that had either cleaned himself up from drugs or done time in prison. This is the only message, and I don't know if it's still true. I hope it's not, because that's the only message you send to these kids, and it always started the same way. They always thought they were clever. Look to your left. Look to your right. 50% of you, especially the boys, 50% of you going to prison, blah, blah, blah. I'm always like,
thanks.
Well, since no one has any expectation of us, we can now fall forward. Not one person has said, you are the future. Make good decisions. It's always, you already suck. You're going to continue to suck. And the only way you're going to learn a lesson, basically, is to go to prison. We're all just like, Jesus Christ, man. Thank you for having no faith in any person in any school in this entire city.
I think I would thank my first scoutmaster, because he was really, really active. He had two sons in the troop that we were in. And the two guys who were scoutmasters back then made it a point to have a very active troop. So we would go to Canada for a couple weeks in a canoe. We would go caving. We would go rappelling, rafting, you name it. I mean,
sure.
If it was something that could be done, we would have those weekend experiences. It's a different experience. It's cool to go with your dad or somebody like that. But when you have somebody else who wants to take you more on adventurous journeys where your
dad's patience is going to wear thin at some point, where these guys are like,
what we love to do. We love hiking these loops, going to these different places, you know, learning all those things. I thought that was really valuable as far as some life experiences, being able to pitch a tent, build a fire, all those things that were kind of important.
Some stuff dad just doesn't know.
Yeah,
cook that outside, is very true.
Take us fishing all the time. My neighbor Dale Miller got me into radio, and I'm forever grateful for that. I had a great coach in college that would take the time to film me and, you know, sit down and
film you doing what,
Miles? Make me a better player. Just different angles on far as how I'm striking the ball.
Oh, I thought you meant like in the shower.
Yeah, probably too.
It's been dropped soap. Exactly. One of my favorites.
Yeah, we started doing that like at 7th or 8th grade, and it seemed like it was like mid-90s. It was like mind-boggling. Like, they were like, your coaches film you?
Yeah, reviewing tape.
Yeah. And then literally, like, you didn't have to, but, like, with Coach Prada, Pat, as he, you know, he's a friend now. But,
yeah,
we would sign up to the same camps. He would film everything. And then, I don't know, there's probably like 5 or 6 of us. His wife, Katie, would make us dinner, and we would sit there and break down film of our swings in, like, wintertime getting ready. It was fun, too.
Sure.
And, like, my dad coached me a couple years growing up, but I could always go to him for stuff, baseball, like, sports stuff. But I had a neighbor that, like, taught me how to fish and certain things. Yeah. Like, my dad just didn't care about that stuff. So
sure.
He was, And truthfully, my neighbor across the way was a fireman in D.C. So he was would work a 24 and then have like 3 days off. His kids were much younger. So like he was going fishing anyhow. He was more than happy to have like a 10 or 11 year old boy who would listen to him and be like, all right, let's fish.
Yep. Reason we asked, who do you owe a thank you to? This is a weird one. We all know the classic movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a ton of lines.
Thank you, Phoebe Cates.
Tons of iconic characters, the storyline, everything else. Well, this is kind of based on that movie. As we know, Vans might not be the brand today if Sean Penn hadn't worn them in the checkered slip-ons when he played Jeff Spicoli.
I got a pair myself.
In Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And now, more than 40 years later, the owner of Vans finally had the chance to thank him. The guy's name is Steve Van Doren, and he is the son of the company co-founder. And he was in Hawaii about a year ago, and he heard that Sean Penn was at a restaurant that he was dining at. So he went in, he was able to introduce himself and told him, quote, "You made my life so much better because of what you did for the brand. It's based on the iconicness of your character." And from that point on, you know, the company and the business did really, really well. More so than no one knew the company up until that point, except for some surfer dudes in California.
You think Sean Penn's like, some skaters. Bro, thank wardrobe. I did not pick out my clothes. You know what I mean? Like, I'm glad that my character could do this, but it's not like I picked the crap that you saw me wearing.
So he picked up Sean Penn's dinner for him. As a thank you.
All right.
Well, thank God.
It's something, right? Yes. I mean, but still.
Yeah, I mean, no, that's very kind, but it's like, dude, I'm rich. Don't even worry about it. I'm Sean freaking Penn. I got random, money.
You think he's still angry in Hawaii? Who's
Sean Penn?
Yeah.
Angry at Hawaii?
No, he just always looks angry.
He comes off salty.
Yeah, he does.
Like, he always looks, I mean, like, even when he's doing, like, good stuff for people.
Yeah, he looks angry.
He's so intense, and he's very cerebral. I don't think he has the ability, even if he's in a great mood, or if you're a comic and he found you hilarious, he might not laugh through your whole performance.
I know that.
And even if you said, like, man, what, that I bombed that bad, I feel like he'd be one of those guys that says, I actually think you're very funny. That was very entertaining. First time I met Brian Billick, he was former coach of the Baltimore Ravens. Now, it's fun to do radio. We're doing sports. And, you know, like anything, when your favorite team does not perform or do the things you'd like them to do, you throw him under the bus, you point out people. So I'd always go after Billick. And I was never really mean, but I was not very nice. But I would say some stuff, all right? Even where the boss would be like, hey, man, you can't say this, you can't say that. I got in trouble for calling him a dumbass. I'm like, did you see the play I'm talking about? That's a dumbass. There's no other excuse for that. He's a dumbass. In that moment, he was a dumbass. Whatever. So our final broadcast of this particular football season, we're going on location, and we're going to be joined by head coach Brian Billick. So now I'm just like, oh, no, right? Because it'd be like me making fun of Mike Tyson. Then Mike Tyson comes in like,
I heard what you said.
Right. It's going to be problematic. So Billick sat there for 4 hours with us. And he's super tall. You do not realize how big this guy is. But
yeah,
he's very Sean Penn-like, where there's not a lot of mirth, not a lot of warmth. So he just sits there, this stony face. We do our show. I'm doing my regular thing. The broadcast ends. He's not really said like two words to me in this entire broadcast. So the broadcast ends, I put down my headphones, and this big-ass hand grabs my bicep.
He's a big dude.
And I turn around, and he's still got that stony Sean Penn kind of look on his face, and I'm like, okay, here we go. I hear your show. I think you're very funny. And then he left, so I looked at our old partner, Steve Stauffberg. I said, was he being serious? Stauff's like, yeah, if he told you that, that's what he means. So I'm like, well, most people smile. He doesn't.
More of the random question on the way. 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It is right. A question. Question 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, you old decrepit bitches.
Alex, welcome to the program. Let's see what we got here for you. Okay, what would you say is the dumbest thing that you did as a teenager?
Oh, hands down, I think eighth grade, I believe. Being the young and stupid and naive kid I was at the time, I thought it would be a good idea to bring some kitchen knives to school and show them off.
Brilliant idea. What was your thinking behind it? Because they're just kitchen knives, right? So, like, what were you excited to show people? Just the knives?
Basically, yeah.
And what ended up happening when you revealed all of these knives in school?
I was expelled from that school, and I was also put on probation.
Wow. So what was their assumption when they said you're being... I mean, how quick were they to expel you?
Like 5 or 6 hours after they were found.
Okay. And were you able to go to another school?
I was, yes.
So what are they still, because I would imagine that your nature...
The knife-friendly school.
Right. You bring in the knives. I would assume that when they asked you why you brought them, you're pretty much just on the level, right? Like, I just wanted to show them to my friends.
Yeah, I mean, I was very straightforward with them. I said, I was saying I had zero intention of using these on anyone, but they were not buying that story whatsoever.
Wow. And got expelled, huh?
Had you been in any trouble before?
Well, I'm not really much of a rule follower in principle, so I got in trouble in school a lot.
But did you do anything violent? Or look, I didn't get in a lot of, like, fights in high school, but I didn't really follow the rules either. But violence would not have been what they put on my record.
Well, I have gotten violent a few times at school, but that was mostly because of the fact that, I'm pretty sure you know of, like, the middle school, high school hierarchy system. There's popular kids, there's unpopular kids.
Of course.
I was basically down towards the bottom of my first few years of middle school.
All right. Raise me as the dumbest thing you did as a teen. Late last night, at approximately midnight, the proprietors of CM Motors in Pasco were alarmed to witness an individual car theft attempt on their premise.
Okay.
So the owners observed the perpetrator smashing the windows of two Kia vehicles in apparent bid to steal them. Promptly responding to the call, officers arrived on the scene just as the thief was maneuvering one of the stolen cars out of the lot, only to be thwarted by the strategic positioning of a Pasco police patrol car.
All right.
Kind of cut in front of him, we'll let him go out. Subsequently, the thief abandoned the vehicle and then took off on foot into a residential neighborhood, initiating a pursuit by the police. Now, despite his attempts to evade capture by jumping over fences and navigating through numerous backyards, officers maintained their pursuit and they successfully cornered the suspect. Now, ultimately, the perpetrator was apprehended. He was hiding beneath a boat.
Okay.
Astonishingly, the thief, identified as a 15-year-old juvenile from Pasco, was found hiding, wearing underwear as a makeshift face covering.
Bro, come on, man.
So he put the underwear over his head so they couldn't see him.
This is the first part where I'm disappointed in this case.
Yes. Facing the consequences of his actions, the juvenile culprit was booked into the juvenile detention center on charges of 2 counts of attempted auto theft. He did actually have underwear on.
So
he had extra underwear with him?
Well, they believe
he brought the underwear as his. Here's the thing. You know, if I'm the kid's parent, there's a million things, obviously, that I need to say to my kid. But toward the end of my spiel about how you screwed up, it's kind of like, son, you have the wherewithal to actually steal a car. You don't have, you're telling me you can hotwire a car, which at 15, I don't want you to do that, but that's impressive. But with all that skill and all that thought, you couldn't come up with a better disguise than a pair of your underwear on your head. That's what you're telling me. Random, come on, random, man. You can do better than that.
Well, he actually wore it into the dealership, so they couldn't identify his face on cameras, too.
I understand the point of wearing a mask. I don't question that. Just like underwear. That's what you went with. All right. Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen, and happy belated birthday, Thrill.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Let's see. All right, you can answer this one, Cheyenne. What is the weirdest medical condition that you've had to deal with?
Well, it's funny you should ask that. I live life with cerebral palsy, so it's kind of an everyday thing.
All right. Is it ever better times than not, or is it strictly one of those things that just kind of deteriorates over time?
Well, it's one of those things. Thankfully, it's not progressive, but there are just certain things that just always suck to deal with, like, you know, incredibly high muscle tone, that kind of thing. So movement's a little difficult at times, not always, but just depends on different factors, you know. So
what do you mean muscle tone? Like you're all jacked?
No, I mean, like, I need to make sure I stretch constantly or my muscles are, like, super, super tight.
Okay.
Okay, so, let me ask you. Okay. Now, obviously, you could probably get, like, better parking and all these kinds of things. But let me ask you this in all seriousness. They run fire drills here at work. Have it actually written down on my schedule for, I believe, this week or next week, so I don't have to be here for it. But we're on the 14th floor, and one of the things about the fire drill is they put the elevators out of service. So if we were actually going to leave the building, not in the case of a drill, the drill would go down, to the 11th floor? I think we go down three floors. But if there is an actual fire, it's 14 floors we got to go, man. So if you got cerebral palsy, I mean, can you get a break, like, even on the elevator? Like, look, man, I don't know if I can do 14 flights of stairs, you know, to get out of here before the building burst into flames.
Honestly, if I had to, I could, in the sense that, like, as long as I could find, like, a railing or something and just, you know, like, make my way down, then yeah, I could do it.
What's the hardest just day-to-day thing? Stepping in and out of a bathtub? I mean, what is just a weird thing that's, you know, kind of more problematic?
Well, honestly, I mean, it's not necessarily anything with the body. It's just, like, accessibility in different places. Like, you know, you go in somewhere and you're like, hey, can I don't know if I can drop a deuce in here if I need to or whatever it is, you know?
All right.
I see.
Okay. All right.
You should go over that question first. You know, when you walk in, you know, and you start like, hi, can we help you? Yeah, just on the off chance that I got to poop, can I use your bathroom? You know?
Yeah.
I'm not here for that reason, mm-hmm. but you never know.
Yep. Here's a weird one, the weirdest medical condition. A man suffers from a rare demonic face syndrome that distorts people's faces. It's called PMO, extremely rare neurological disorder that makes other people's faces appear severely distorted. Think about one of those crazy filters that you on pictures to make people look like they're, you know, cartoonish or whatever the deal is.
But this guy, it's all demonic, right?
Correct.
Like, none of it's funny. It's all horrifying.
That's got to be scary to go through life.
Mm-hmm. I mean, until the doctor, I mean, if everyone you look at looks like a monster, then I guess at the same time, no one looks like a monster.
It says, imagine waking up one day and looking at the faces of your loved ones only to discover that their ears, noses, mouths are stretched back and deep grooves have appeared on their foreheads, cheeks, and chins. Then you go outside and see that everyone has goblin-like looks on their faces, and you start to freak out.
And you realize he's at a Willem Dafoe look-alike contest.
Yes, 59-year-old Victor Shira has been experiencing these symptoms since one morning in November in 2020, it just came on. It's extremely rare and causes faces to appear distorted in shape, size, and color. He's a truck driver. He said he's always had sharp eyesight, so he knew something was wrong on that fateful day when he noticed a disfigured-looking man in his apartment, which turned out to be his roommate. But as he went outside, Shira realized everyone he looked at had this stretched, almost demonic look on their faces. My first thought was I woke up in a demon world. You can't imagine how scary it was. I was really freaking out. I was going to have myself committed. Now it is an ultra-rare disorder. Only 75 cases have been recorded. So doctors don't know a lot about it. They know it's frequently misdiagnosed as a psychiatric condition, but unlike schizophrenia, the facial distortion is not accompanied by delusional beliefs about the identities of people
It's just, I know this is Miles, but for whatever reason, Miles now just looks like a demon.
Are distorted. So in order to learn more about this, scientists at Dartmouth worked with Sherrod to recreate the facial distortions that he perceives, affecting, allowing everyone else to see the world through his eyes. And they were able to do this because Victor only sees people's faces distorted when he meets them in person, but not in photos or by watching it on television.
But only nothing else is distorted. Like, you don't look at a building and it looks weird, just people's faces.
Yep. Well, they're trying to figure out what the hell this is.
Ted, I think I have an image.
Of what he sees?
Yeah, as he described it, you know, they did the best they could to recreate it on a computer, and it's effed up if it's accurate. Oh, damn it.
I don't know that I could deal with that.
I mean, I think he made the best point. Like, at first, when this is happening, you do not understand what's happening. So, yes, you think you just woke up in hell, except that everyone you talk to is still exactly the same. You know, you'd walk in here. We don't know that you're seeing us as demons, but the show is just the show. But it's like, why does Ted look so weird today? And it's like, Ted's terrified of you.
I guess that's my issue. It's just...
Until a doctor
explains. I can fathom the three of you are still talking normal, but it would just be like... Jesus, they look like demons.
Yeah. Random, I mean, that's the thing. I'm going to keep looking for this picture. It's a very weird thing. Random. Hello, Malachi. Welcome to the men's room. Malachi. Sorry, Malachi.
Hola.
Hola.
Malachi, welcome to the program. Random question. Turn your radio down a little bit there, Malachi.
It's his phone.
Give me just a second.
And then do me a favor. How do you spell your name?
M-A-L-A-C-H-I.
Damn.
All right.
Okay. Malachi.
All right, Malachi. Who had a prank pulled on them? Anybody you know? It could have been you, but who pulled the prank on someone?
Oh, well, there was one pulled on me a while back when I was about, I think I was like 10. We were out in the park, and I was riding my bike and doing all sorts of tricks. And my buddy ran up to me and had told me that my buddy had fallen off his dirt bike and into the river. So I went back towards the river, which was about 2.5 miles away from me. And I started riding back, and we couldn't find him. And in front of that river is a... drain system. It's a huge drain system. It's about 6 foot tall radius. And he had gone all the way into that drain system and all the way to the other side of town and left his phone with his dirt bike. So I'm trying to call him. My dad's trying to call him. And I said, okay, I'm going to, you know, call 911. And come to find out that he went to a coffee station, bought all of us coffee, but did not tell anyone what happened. And the person who came and found me knew about this incident. He knew what was going on and didn't tell any of us. And on my way back, we rode back, took back roads, and I ended up laying my bike and eating the mud in the ditch. And then he came out of the truck and said, hey, I got you coffee.
Okay. All right.
That was pretty elaborate.
Yeah, it can help rinse the mud out of your mouth.
Here's an elaborate prank as well, and this guy's was not cheap. Covington, Kentucky, that's just across the border from Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. So it's a suburb of Cincinnati, but it's in Kentucky. And if you drive through town right now, it's hard to miss a new billboard that just went up. Now, it looks like a Kraft mac and cheese ad at first.
Okay.
You have to see this thing. But it's just a photo of a guy eating mac and cheese, and the sign says... this man consumes over 20 gallons of liquid cheese in a year. And he's sitting there eating his cup of macaroni and cheese.
Right.
Now, people thought maybe it was a viral marketing stunt by Kraft. It turns out it's part of an ongoing prank war between two coworkers who keep figuring out ways to get back and forth with each other. Now, the man on the sign is Jake Laws, and he works with a guy named Jonathan Pittman, who recently snapped a photo of him eating mac and cheese at work. Apparently, most days... all he eats is mac and cheese at work.
Okay.
So Jake showed up to his job last Monday to find that Jonathan had handed out T-shirts with the same photo on them to all the employees. But Jake did not find out about the billboard until his sister stole it and called him that night. He admits, I do eat a lot of cheese. He's not sure if it's 20 gallons a year or not because, quote, I never knew I would ever need to do the math. But yes, I eat a lot of cheese. So Jonathan rented the billboard for a full month, so it'll be up for another 3 weeks. According to the sign company, 1 month at that location is about $1,200.
Damn.
Just have a picture of him eating macaroni and cheese. I like it, too, is he just looks annoyed the guy's even taking the picture of him.
Oh, of course. Just,
Random.
20 gallons of liquid cheese in a year.
Hello, Tanner. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola. Tanner, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. What was the last thing that bit you, or who was the last person to bite you?
Oh, man, I'd say it was my cat.
All right, good call. That was probably the last thing to bite me bad. Probably as recently as 20 minutes ago. How often does your cat nip at you?
Oh, not too often. She hates anybody that comes in the house, though. Like, she's cool with me, my girlfriend, but it's like she will attack anybody that comes in the house. It's crazy.
Can you rub her belly without her attacking you?
I can, yes.
Okay. Yeah, to me, that's the litmus test where, like, I can do it to my cat, because we've had the cat since she was little, and I always just picked her up by the belly, right? Mm-hmm. Anyone else puts their hand on there, I'm like, I really wouldn't
What's
do that.
What's up with those a-hole cats that attack people? I've experienced a few of those cats in my lifetime, where exactly what you're saying, Tanner. I mean, basically, they like one or two people. Mm-hmm. That is it. And, I mean, to the point where you don't even want to go over to their house.
No, I don't.
You have to be on guard all the time.
I never saw this guy's cat, but it was a couple I knew. This is years and years and years ago, back in Baltimore. They had an apartment. They were kind of excited because they found a cat. They'd had it for like 3 days at this point, but we'd gone to a restaurant or to the bar. Either way, we're going back to their place. So the guy, Rich, he's the husband in this group. We get to his apartment door, and he says, hey, mate, give me a minute. I got to deal with the cat. And in my mind, you know, dogs will attack people. Cats are cats. What are you worried about? And he opens the door just wide enough to slide in, closes the door. And then all you hear is, door opens. He's like, okay, man, you can come in. I'm like, are you sure? He goes, yeah, I finally got the cat, put the cat in the bedroom. So I hang out there for like an hour and a half. And again, I never saw the cat. I'm like, dude, just open the door. He says, man, I'm telling you, if I let this cat out, she's going to attack you. She goes for your face. And the whole time I'm there, like the bedroom door's shaking because she keeps sticking her paw under.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, why do you have it? And he's like, I don't think we're going to have it long.
No.
Like,
no.
Seriously, he had to move the cat before he went in there because it would attack you.
Razor, we asked what was the last thing that bit you or who was the last person to bite you. Big weekend for a UFC fighter, Andre Lima. He won his scored a $50,000 bonus, got a new tattoo, all because he was bitten by his opponent while he was fighting Igor Severino in Vegas on Saturday night. Severino bit Lima on the underside of his left arm. When Lima cried out in pain, the ref examined the mark, disqualified Severino, and awarded Lima the win.
Yeah.
Later that night, Lima took things a step further by getting a replica of the bite mark tattooed in the same place, which he proudly displayed then on Instagram. Well, UFC President Dana White initially gave Lima a $25,000 bonus, but then he doubled it when he saw the tattoo, according to The Athletic. UFC frequently bestows bonuses to fighters with various things, but bite of the night appears to be an all-time first. As for Severino, bad news all around. Not only was he disqualified for the fight, but the UFC, they cut him loose right after the fight.
Yeah.
They said those were two up-and-coming undefeated fighters. If you get frustrated and want to fight, there are plenty of ways to do it. But the worst thing you can do is bite your opponent.
Yeah.
Now you get cut and you lose the biggest opportunity of your life. That from Dana White. More of the Random Question coming up. 206-803-
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.